Jeff Van Wyken is the Tax Policy Director at the Twin Cities Think Tank Minnesota 2020. He's here to talk to us about the tax bill that is apparently set to go to the House and Senate floors. Good morning, Jeff.
Morning, Jay. How are you?
Well, I am fine. More to the point, how's the tax bill looking?
Well, the governor and the House and Senate leaders announced that they had reached a broad deal on Sunday, but there are still some details that have yet to be worked out. What we do know is that for the first time in a decade, we'll have a budget agreement that allows the state to restore some critical public investments in things like education, both K-12 and higher education. It will include things like all-day kindergarten and funding for pre-K. That's early childhood scholarships. It's something that education experts agree give us a very good return on investment. There'll be funding for property tax relief that will help offset some of the property tax increases that resulted when the homestead credit was eliminated and aid was cut. I work primarily on the tax side of the budget, So I'm pleased with the fact that the tax system will be becoming more progressive. Most of the tax increases in the bill will be directed towards the top 2% of households, and state and local taxes for these households as a percentage of personal income are 20% less than what other Minnesotans are paying. All in all, I think it was a fair agreement, but as I said, there's a lot of details yet to be worked out.
Anything in there that we should pay attention to here in Cook County?
The Senate has proposed to increase payments in lieu of taxes. As you know, up in Cook County, You have a lot of land that's government-owned. Over 90% of the county land is either state or federally owned. And there will be some increase in payments in lieu of taxes, and that will result in a fairly significant increase in the amount of property tax relief, about $113,000, about a 40% increase in payments in lieu of taxes for Cook County.
Yeah, known around here as PILT.
PILT,
acronym, you know, right?
I should have known that you folks would be familiar with that acronym. I avoided using it.
No, that's okay, Jeff. That's okay. What about there was a lot of talk about paying back what was not paid to schools. Is that still a part of the plan in the tax bill?
Yes, it is. Based on the agreement that was announced on Sunday, there will be an income tax surcharge. And it's my understanding that that surcharge will be directed towards paying back that K-12 funding shift or the borrowing, what essentially was borrowing from the school districts.
Well, now, that's an income tax surcharge, and in the minds of some, that's new taxes. How does that going to work in the House?
Well, the House is the body that proposed it.
Oh, really?
And
okay. That's a surprise.
Yes. And it would, and the details of what was agreed to, and some of the details have yet to be ironed out, but the House plan originally was to have the surcharge, and then it would sunset, it would go away as soon as that shift is paid back.
Mm. Okay.
And so that's the plan. It's consistent with other surcharges we've had in the past. Back in the 80s, we had one when we had a fairly bad recession, and those surcharges went away, well, within a few years after they were enacted. And if revenues keep coming in as expected, this should also go away fairly quickly. This surcharge, incidentally, only applies, I believe it's to households, married joint filers with incomes above $500,000. So really limited to the top, the highest income households.
What about local government aid? We've been hit a little bit here, as have other local governments. Is there anything that is going to give us some of that money back, or at least not take any more away?
For the Grand Marais, the LGA under current law was expected to drop pretty dramatically next year, but that will not be happening under this bill. It will be staying flat for at least 1 year. It could decline a little bit after that, but it won't decline as much as it would have under current law. Grand Marais and all of Cook County is a little bit of a problem on a lot of these aid formulas because your tax base is so high, and a lot of that is driven by seasonal property. But still, when these state formulas determine the local ability to pay, they look at that local tax base. So Grand Marais on local government aid and Cook County on county program aid, it's a little hard to direct money there directly through the local government aid formula. Mm-hmm. But what the House and Senate are likely to agree to will be better than current law.
Okay. Now, likely to agree to, you said. So when is that likelihood? We're under a deadline here, are we not?
Well, the Tax Conference Committee met on Monday, and they said they would have a plan of getting their work done, having all the major agreements outlined. I believe it was Thursday by midnight, and that would leave the staff the opportunity to get the language all in the proper form, and then probably sometime on Friday, the conference committee would come back and officially pass the bill, and from there it could move to the floor of both bodies.
Okay, and the legislative session is over, what, next week?
Next week, I believe the last day to do work is Monday.
Okay, so they could have a long weekend.
They could have a long weekend. No fishing for them this weekend.
Nope. So, okay, go out on a limb for me, Jeff. Will it pass?
I'm sure there will be many amendments on the floor, mostly from the minority, probably exclusively from the minority. But it's a conference committee report, so they can't amend it. So if they amend it, it fails,
oh,
basically.
I see.
Conference committee reports have to pass as they go in. And I suspect that there will be no amendments, and I do expect it will pass on a close vote. It will probably be a largely party line vote. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think we'll hear a lot of complaints about the income tax side of things. The income tax increase statewide affects the wealthiest 2%. Throughout the Arrowhead, it will probably only affect fewer than 1% of all of the taxpayers.
Well, listen, Jeff, I'd like to make an appointment with you to get you back here on the air next week after this thing comes to a head and talk a little bit more about what's in it, generally speaking, if we can do that. All right. We've been speaking with Jeff Van Wyken, and he is the Tax Policy Director at the Twin Cities Think Tank, Minnesota 2020. Thank you, Jeff. We'll be back to you soon.
Thank you, Jay.